is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Millions of people in the U.S. are experiencing a brutal heat wave. In Chicago, it's reached 95 degrees. Emmanuel Ramos is a cook on a sweltering food truck in the city.
I just try drinking the most cold water that I can. And when I need air, I just step out for a second and try to relax.
More than 80% of the U.S. population, about 265 million people, will experience temperatures in the 90s and above for much of this week, says CBS News Chicago's Tara Molina.
Excessive heat warnings are in effect all week long from Detroit to Bangor, Maine, with feels like temperatures well into the 90s and hundreds. The city of Pittsburgh could see its hottest five-day stretch in 30 years, with temperatures soaring up to 95. Some schools in New York are sending kids home early because of the sweltering heat.
Not much you can do. The school doesn't really have air conditioning. It's not fair to the kids or staff to be in there.
A wildfire has burned more than 15,000 acres in Southern California. CBS's Carter Evans is in the town of Gorman. That's about 70 miles north of downtown L.A.
Water drops retardant as hotshots battle on the ground to keep these flames from roaring back to life. All this happening with the surrounding hillside still deceptively green.
They are dried out. That wind and that high temperature has dried those out, so they're ripe for burning.
And a tropical storm is forming in the Gulf of Mexico that will bring heavy rain to southeast Texas. The Boston Celtics won a record-breaking 18th NBA title Monday night with a 106-88 win in Game 5 of the finals against the Dallas Mavericks in Boston. CBS News Boston's Tammy Mutasa has been talking with Celtics fans.
Fans have been waiting 16 years for this moment. I am here with this Boston Celtics fan, Brittany. Brittany, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great. It's a privilege to be from Boston. All I can say is the city of champions. They hate us because they ate us!
The CDC says the number of Americans without health insurance has been declining, but CBS's Alexander Tin on the Health Watch says that may soon change.
Experts don't expect America's uninsured rate to decline much further. Now that states have resumed purging their Medicaid rolls after a pause during the pandemic, CMS estimated last week that the uninsured rate could return to pre-pandemic levels by 2026.
Boeing's CEO is scheduled to testify today before a Senate committee on the company's safety culture. AirSafe.com creator Todd Curtis.
Certainly, there's a lot of pressure on them to make things right, both with their customers and, more importantly, with the public's perception.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about my car, the transmission.
Your vehicle manufacturer's warranty has expired or is about to.
How much?
$9,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
You still like your car, so get Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan and save your money. The cost of living is going up. The last thing you need is a sudden, devastating expense. Avoid that with Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay. I'm covered. Go ahead and fix it.
If you own a 2004 or newer made vehicle, you may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this special coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. It's simple. You pick the deductible. You pick the coverage. You even choose your own repair shop. Roadside service and towing is included. Now you can stop worrying about unexpected repair bills. Call 800-260-1679 for your free, no obligation, 5-minute quote. 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679.
Some people are asking Disney to reconsider a line standing policy in place at its theme parks.
More than 20,000 people have signed a change.org petition urging Disney to reverse changes to its disabilities policy. It was adjusted because guests were lying about having issues to skip lines. So starting today, access will be limited to those with autism and other neurodivergent disorders at Disneyland in California. The policy is already in place at Disney World in Florida. But the petition claims it now excludes guests who have issues like ALS, PTSD, and Parkinson's, who have a hard time standing in long lines. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A 15-year-old girl from Mason, Ohio, who has no movement or feeling from her shoulders down, is hoping that experimental surgery in Thailand will change her life. Michaela Condor was paralyzed 2 years ago when a branch that was holding up a tire swing she was on broke and fell on her head. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and lights out winds in the overnight. Lower 70s by daybreak. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. South winds gusting up around 25. Highs in the middle 80s. Could see a shower or storm in the afternoon. Currently 80 degrees.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a fool, had a about a thing she saw.
trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. And the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This feeling.
a girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh!
nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the
CBS News.